Now, I think this more accurately represents what it's like to be an immigration lawyer in 2018. It has definitely been a challenge in the last year and a half. I think the brace position pretty much accurately represents what it seems to be like to practice on a daily basis. Travel bans, end of DACA, pretty much with the exception of the ongoing litigation, elimination of prosecutorial discretion, the NTA memo, the RFE memo. Sessions is very active. I think in the last year and a half, we've had about 7 cases that he's referred to himself, and he's ruled on about 5, and all of them have been adverse to the immigrant. So, and that's compared to, 8 years of Obama. I think the two attorney generals referred about 4 cases to themselves. So it gives you an idea of what it's like. Thank God it's Friday, says no immigration lawyer ever anymore, because bad news Friday is sort of the norm. And then the recent public charge stuff that came out, they announced it on a Saturday. So not even a Saturday is okay to be an immigration lawyer. So it just sort of gives you an idea of what we're dealing with. We're going to try and focus on what it's like to practice and do family-based immigration in these times. We're going to try and give you some practice pointers, some strategies to employ in your practice so that you can effectively and best represent your clients.
Okay, just as Lakshmi has done the introduction, I'm just going to be very brief. I know the panel before us touched on some of the things that we're going to touch on, so we're going to try to move through our material very, hopefully very smoothly, and be able to cover, because we've got a lot of ground, so if we can maybe get questions towards the end, that would be really good, like, write them up or wait till we get outside. Okay, so memos. Lakshmi just talked about the Obama administration, and just very quickly, what we're now dealing with is the RFE memo, which is PM 602-0163, and that was announced on July 13th, 2018.
Friday the 13th,
that's right, and it went into effect, supposed to go into effect September 11th. The memo basically rescinded the 2013 memo in which USCIS was permitted to, was basically not in a position to deny without having to RFE, again, request for evidence, or a NOID, which is a notice of intent to deny. Basically, in those situations, they could have gone on and issued an RFE or a NOID when there wasn't really some of the evidence that was required. Now,
should I change it?
Things have changed. There we go. Things have changed drastically. So at this point, you really need to be prepared when you're filing your cases. And the RFE memo covers statutory denials. The statutory denials are on cases where there is not a legal basis for the case to be, for the benefit to be adjudicated. For example, if an individual files a petition, and you all may be familiar with the basic petition for an alien relative, if it's a grandfather and you have an I-130, so that would be a statutory denial because that benefit is not available for a petitioner to petition a grandfather. So we're now going to see this under statutory denials. Also, and I'm going to touch on these other bases here. Waiver packets. If you have an individual who applies for a, and I don't know if you all have heard about the I-601A, which is a provisional waiver. If there's not a qualifying relative, that they can obtain the waiver through, that's going to amount to a statutory denial. They're not going to send you a request for evidence on these cases after September 11th. So just be sure you have a legal basis as you're screening your cases to be sure that the beneficiary or the petitioner is able to apply for those benefits, or the applicant.